The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spooky day on the calendar, everybody. Happy Friday the 13th. Oh, Valdez, we should do a Friday the 13th movie marathon today. Watch at least two or three of them. Go back to Camp Crystal Lake. Oh, it's a good bit. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network as well. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. I am Cakes. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter. Jason Bishop is here.
What's up? Happy Friday.
What's up? Good luck finding him on social media. Spoiler alert, he's not there. Eric Bickle is here.
Morning.
Though, he is on social media.
How are you?
EB Junkies on Twitter. I think that's the same address on Instagram.
That's right.
Very good.
Yeah, hit me up.
Good morning.
Very good. So you got a three-man junk show. JP continues to be on vacation.
Good morning. Even though
he did pop his head in yesterday.
So bizarre.
I believe to record a spot.
I don't know what he was doing.
That's a tragic bad beat.
That was weird.
When you have a week of AK and you just have to drive in.
And he came in like the middle of the show, so he's just driving in the heart of traffic.
Driving in on a random Thursday during a week off.
He got here like, what, 7:30?
I don't know, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So
actually,
weird.
I think it was 7:45.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was flummoxed because he wanted us to stop what we were doing to like go turn on the studio for him.
Right.
We were in the middle of a segment playing clips from Lily Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know you want to get in and get out, but you just got to give us a minute here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess he's enjoying his time off. He looked well rested. I'm only jealous.
Yep.
Only jealous.
Nothing like it.
Couldn't believe the alarm went off when I looked at my phone and I sneered at it. I just crinkled up my face and just looked at it when it went off at 4:20 this morning.
Well, for the first time, maybe it's since I can remember, my wife got up at the same time because she's in the solid core cult. And
I don't even know what is that.
I don't know.
Some workout thing. Ah, okay.
She's been doing it for a couple of years, but I guess they had to do these promotions, and if she crams in 10 workouts in 15 days, she gets a free sweatshirt.
Okay.
So she's got like three more days or whatever to get her workouts in.
I crammed in zero workouts, and Jim Van Stone walked through and gave me a silly Wizards sweatshirt.
Right?
Zero workouts.
A lot easier.
Who's winning at life here?
Yeah.
I can tell you.
Well, I guess she's not winning.
Advantage junks.
She got up at the same time as me, and I go, "What are you doing?" She goes, I got to get my workout in to get my sweatshirt.
Hey, you know what? That's a hat tip for that early morning hustle.
Right?
That's kind of impressive.
Who wants to do that?
Not this guy. I mean,
who honestly thinks about working out at 4:20?
She got up when you got up.
She got up when I get up. My alarm goes off at 4:20.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there just, you know, drinking coffee, on my computer, and she's just out the door.
Mm-hmm. Well, this morning for me did not start out well. I was on massive monkey stilts this morning. because I came out the door and I forgot that one of my cars was parked behind the car that I generally drive into work. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, this is an extra two and a half minutes that I have to move the car, yeah, whatever. But no big deal. Until I get into the car, start it, try to maneuver it around the driveway, and I attempt to close the driver's side door. I'm pulling the door shut, and it's not latching.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean it while you're in the car? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you want to have an operational vehicle, your driver door has to be closed, right, even if you're, like, moving it around in your driveway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what is going on here? It's the cold.
Ah.
The cold.
There was some latch that didn't release.
The latch was not activating.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what am I going to do? I can't, because if the door is open, hello, battery, your battery's drained, your lights are, I was like, what am I going to do?
You couldn't have, yeah, you could have taken the other car?
Yes, but I can't just leave my car with the door wide open,
yeah,
and just the battery draining out. So I had to go into critical thinking mode. So at first I grabbed the recycling bin and I wedged it up against the door.
Yeah.
And for 5 seconds it worked, and then the door popped open.
Yeah.
Hence I'm more tilt. Then I'm like, I'll duct tape the door. That was my next solution. Like, what else are you? How else would you secure a door on your car?
And it's because the latch was frozen.
It just wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Heat up the car.
What's your next? That eventually worked. Like, the car kept running.
I would just heat up.
And then, as I was about to go get a roll of duct tape and duct tape my door shut,
yeah,
the latch activated.
Finally,
okay. And I was able to shut.
What kind
said
of car
door.
Was it?
It's a Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not like a 15-year-old beater that's falling apart. It's a normal functional vehicle,
yeah, right?
No, I didn't know what to do.
Is so tilting. It always
so tilting.
It ruins the keypad. I've told you before, going into our garage, and we don't have the remote.
You don't have the clicker.
No,
clicker's my wife, vital.
She might have it in her van, but we got like 4 vehicles.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nightmare. You got to press the number like 19 times.
Right.
My kids, when they come home, when they're home, and they go out, and it's 2 a.m, and they're trying to get in the house, and they can't open the thing. It's very tilting.
Right. And I was as I was shutting the door multiple times, then I'm worried about my neighbor's dog, Kevin, who his dog is named Kevin as well. I've gone through this. Mm. Again, they adopted the dog. Its name was already Kevin. It's a weird bit.
That is weird.
But
what are the odds of that?
Anytime I like throw a bottle or a can in the recycling bin,
mm-hmm,
right next to the house,
it jars the dog.
The dog just starts barking.
Right.
But luckily at 4:25 in the morning, there wasn't a peep out of him, even though I shut the door.
Well, what do you care if the dog
a dozen times
starts barking? You just don't want to wake the neighbors.
Yeah, I don't want to wake up my neighbors at 4:20 in the morning if I don't have to.
Maybe stop chucking stuff into the recycling bin.
No. That's like during the day. I'm fine with his dog barking at 1 p.m.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to wake up his dog named Kevin at 4:20 in the morning.
I thought you said when you throw stuff in the bin, that's when it wakes him.
No, it activates the dog to bark.
Right.
So, like, if I go throw, like, a bottle of, beer.
Yeah, it wakes him up.
So don't
do that at 4:20.
I don't.
Okay.
But what I was doing at 4:20 was repeatedly shutting my door,
which
is making noise.
Yeah.
It makes noise in the neighborhood when nothing else is happening.
Right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And Kevin wasn't happy. Both Kevins.
I am tilted. Luckily, though, there were no traffic snafus on the way to work today. A smooth sailing.
Right.
No weather issues, no traffic snarls, no diversions.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well,
I couldn't say that about last night's trek into D.C. that I had to do.
Oh, yeah, you were at the steampunk party.
With the steampunk holiday party.
I forgot about that.
Right?
Yeah, it took an hour and 20 minutes to get into to the wharf.
Can I guess how much you paid to park at the wharf?
Yeah.
Was it by hour, or is it just a flat rate?
It was just a flat rate. I think it was a flat rate.
I'm going to say your parking vig at the wharf had to be $30.
$37.
Wow.
$37.
Man, the parking concession's a good one.
Right.
If you can get in on it. You can get it shoehorned in on that business.
Yeah. So, drove to work yesterday into the city. Went home. Drove back into D.C., basically the same spot. And
that's your personal apocalypse. Right,
and then drove into work this morning, yeah, and then going to drive back into D.C. tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, not 100 trips into D.C.
You love it. You love it so much.
Yeah, but I'm very tired. Do we have any don't sleeps?
Oh, 100 of them in Drab's office.
All right, I got to get one of those.
So how was the steampunk soiree? I went with you a couple years ago when OAR was the entertainment. Fits and the Tantrums on the marquee this year.
I mean, it was fine. They do it all. They do everything. I mean, they got awesome food.
Yeah.
And, you know, open bar. And Fits and the Tantrums started at 8:45, and I did not see them because I wasn't there.
Okay.
Because I left at 8:20.
Was there an opening band or no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't know because I left and there was nobody on the stage.
Gotcha.
At 8:20. So I'm just butt tired right now. So I need to get a little don't sleep, maybe two don't sleep.
I think you should.
To get me through this.
I think you need it.
Well, be careful.
But it was fine.
You need that boost.
Did you do any schmoozing?
My daughter was bitter because I left and I said, sweetie, I get up at 4. I mean, hold on. You're killing me.
Did she go with you or did she
went separate? She went with friends, so coworkers.
Right.
So she was down there a little bit before me, but she stayed for the whole thing. I think it ended at 10 or maybe 10:30.
Is she like Mar, where like, if there's an open bar and free alcohol, she's going to turn it right up to 9 or 10? Or is she like, even though she's relatively young?
She was drinking, I think she was drinking Proseccos.
Oh, Prosecco's so good.
I think that's what she was drinking.
Love it.
But there was a lot of people there. I mean, a lot of friends and her coworkers. She's, you know, a lot of girls that she went to college with, they all worked there.
Yeah.
So she had plenty of people to hang out with. She
Very
was just,
good.
She was just bitter that we left early before the band started.
Mm.
I said, sweetheart, I mean, if I stay till the band, I'm not going to get home till 10, 10:30, 11.
I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Hey, Drab and Valdez, is Mike Marr motivating you guys to turn it up to 9 or 10 next Friday night when we hang out before the Junkies
that would
holiday
be,
show
that would
at
be
MGM?
That would be Thursday night.
Thursday, my bad.
Yeah.
Well, we know Marr will... go hard in our honor.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's what I figured. Mm-hmm. I figured you guys let Mar go hard. We watch him go hard. We'll goof on him a little bit. That's probably going to be the approach.
We better break that damn dial. Thursday? I mean, we better get going. I mean, yeah, this guy. Have some good stories for Friday.
I mean, this guy's shot out of a cannon. He just can't wait to do fireball shots. Like one every 20 minutes.
Hmm. I'm actually kind of scared.
Yeah. Everyone just got
to
chill.
Could drink all of those for me.
Just have 911 on speed dial. Just have it ready for Mar. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, the best part about that is that we don't have to wake up at 4 next Friday. We can wake up at 5:40.
We're going to get a late checkout, right? So we can go back to bed if we want.
Yeah. I believe that's in the plans.
Right.
It might have to hit the tables after the show.
It's not a horrible idea. They'll be open for your business.
Yeah. I feel like you kind of retired from blackjack. Like you had
haven't played in a long time.
You had definitely a 10-year run where you were
I was
pretty
just addicted.
Involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played in a long time.
I know who won't be shadowing you while you're playing blackjack.
Oh yeah.
His name rhymes with Hom.
Right?
I just wouldn't think that he's going to be right next to you.
Yeah, probably.
You're gonna
not.
Be able to play blackjack in peace if that's what you wish to do.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is he coming?
I don't know.
If he's coming, he's gonna want to go play blackjack with me.
Well, then I'm gonna let him there.
I don't know if the powers that be are gonna allow that to happen.
Oh, I got you.
Like he may be allowed in the BetMGM sportsbook, but let's just say the eyes are gonna be upon him.
Can't he play? But they just limit his bets.
I don't know if that's the case anymore.
Oh, they don't even let him sit.
That's not the issue.
Oh, there's a different issue.
Yeah, you're going to have to let me know about that.
I don't even know what this different issue is.
I mean, he's texting me all the time,
right,
asking me to get him in touch with somebody who he can apologize to for his behavior.
Oh.
But I don't think that's going to help.
Well, did he yell at a dealer or something?
He probably had too many Long Island iced teas.
I just think he's now full-blown on a list.
Yeah. He's on a list.
And or, like, when... the facial recognition sees him, the red alarms are going off.
He's out. Okay. But so you're right. He won't be.
The signals are blinking red.
He won't be playing.
The last time he was there, Jason, he was handcuffed to something.
That property.
He was handcuffed to a chair or something.
Oh, what a freaking loser.
There was a situation with him the last time he was there.
Situation.
It didn't go the way he planned it.
Just like the cop yesterday told me there was a situation down here in D.C.
Right, right.
There was a situation at MGM.
Yeah.
Right. A little less serious, but there was a situation.
Yeah, there was definitely a sitch. Yeah. There was definitely a Mike Sorrentino. That's the dude's name, right? Situation.
Yep, the sitch.
Right.
Well, hell, I might even play that Thursday night when I get there.
I know who will be tailing you, Mike Marr.
Oh, really?
You're going to have to call casino security because we'll have 15 drinks in them.
Yeah. Jason, maybe give me like a line of credit. We can walk out of there with some cash going into Friday.
line of credit.
Jason's
right.
Like, oh, you're breaking up on me. Yeah. I can't quite make up what you're saying.
Yeah.
Can't quite make it out.
Mar, what are you? Are you a blackjack guy?
Yeah, blackjack and craps.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
You know your way around a craps table?
Yeah, I've played a couple of times. I just like the games that give you, like, you know, good odds.
Uh-huh.
So, roulette as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, great odds.
Yeah.
Roulette?
Casinos chock full of those games.
Is it roulette?
They got one in every pit.
Yeah, roulette, it might not be the best, but it's just, like, to me, it's a lot of fun. But blackjack's my one seed.
Now, when you play roulette, I actually just watch people play.
I despise roulette.
I would only go bet black or red. Just make, you know, basically make it 50-50. Yeah. I know they have the green slot or whatever. What would you, how many numbers do you pick typically?
Maybe like five or six, but I like, you know, doing the first third, second third, last third. I like dabbling with those a little bit.
Super
as well.
Super D-gen. What a psycho that guy is.
All right.
Last time I played roulette was with Drab T-shirt at the Borgata, and I think I lost about $120 in 10 minutes, and I said, I'm never playing this stupid game ever again. Right. And I've stuck to my word. Haven't even dabbled. Walk right by it every time I'm strolling through MGM National Harbor. And I'll do the same Thursday and Friday of next week. All right, we got a big show on a Friday the 13th. Kevin McCarthy's going to join us at 7, talk about the movies and what you should stream over the weekend. John Feinstein at 8. Scott Abraham will help us break down Saints Commanders at 9. And Mike Haas, play-by-play New Orleans Saints voice on WWL Radio. He's going to join us to do the same, to talk about the New Orleans Saints at 9:25. When we come back, we'll get into last night's Thursday night football game. If you liked touchdowns, game was not.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For you, we'll get into that and more next.